Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, it's always wonderful to be here with you. Tonight's show should be pretty informative, as we hope most of our shows are, if not all of them. We really hope all of them are, to be very honest. And, we're going to get into some very real and hopefully very potent kinds of dialogue for this evening. I want to remind you that this is, of course, the last day of what we call Black History Month. And with that said, we want to continue our focal points with keeping the legacy, remembering that we make Black history every day. And with that said, while we remember those things of the past, we also must know that we are making history every day. And that is how we focus in dealing with Black History Month. It is a 365-plus concept in reality. Before we begin our program for tonight, we always give thanks and praises to our Creator. And, of course, we're always cognizant and appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. Let's see, what do we have going on tonight? Very shortly, we're going to talk with a sister who is a well-known poet and songstress, and just a sister who is, very powerful in bringing and speaking truth to power. Her sister's name is Simi Patterson, and she's going to be joining us very shortly, along with a brother by the name of Ahmed Tahir, who is the founder and the proprietor of a place here in Philadelphia known as the Pearl of Africa. They have a program coming up tomorrow at the Pearl of Africa, which will be featuring not only Sister Simi Patterson, but also twin poets and a whole slew of folks. It's going to be a very powerful day, powerful presentation. So we're going to have them on a little later on to talk about what's going to be going on tomorrow. And we're going to give you also some other events that are coming up, including tomorrow as well. Dr. Leila Africa is going to be here in Philadelphia at the Sun High City Cultural Center. And our brother Ramesses, of course, is hosting Dr. Leila Africa. We're going to give you more information about that very shortly as well. Also tonight, our own brother, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., is going to be joining us live. And we're going to talk with Chairman Fred about the election that just took place in Chicago. Of course, there's now a new so-called mayor, one who has given his position about reparations, which is, nothing new, but just something to keep people well abreast of what's really getting ready to go down as far as how things are really going to be done and the mindset that those things are coming from. We're going to talk to Chairman Fred about again, the election and all kinds of some other things connected to that. We're going to also talk about the destruction of Detroit. For those who do not know, they are focusing on closing several of the schools in Detroit. It's just a mess, to say the least. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And begin to pay closer attention in a dialogue with what they're doing to a lot of cities, major cities where Black folks are known to have some serious history and certainly some serious history of resistance. Now, for those who don't know some of the history about Detroit, other than Motown and the Motor City, meaning the car manufacturing piece, also Detroit is known for the home of what? The RNA, the Republic of New Africa. It got started in Detroit, as well as, of course, the Nation of Islam. There are just a lot of very serious things that took place in Detroit as it pertains to liberation. Okay, the liberation of our people. So we want to talk a little bit about how we see kind of something similar going on in several cities, or so-called urban cities, with gentrification, with just the overall sellout of what's happening in these so-called cities. And again, note, cities that are known for a certain type of liberation movement. Okay, so again, that's just a little bit about what we're going to talk about tonight. Now, before we do that, we want to remind you that the question for tonight is, and we're going to open the chat room shortly, the question for tonight is, what should we call ourselves? Okay, part two of that. All right, family, we really would like to know your opinion in regards to what it is you feel we should be calling ourselves as a people. Now, as it turns out, this Monday I will be going to the UN. This is the 56th year, the 55th session for the status of women, or the status on women. And it's a lot of activities taking place in the UN. It's really started maybe 2 days ago or so, and it goes up to March the 5th, I believe. And it is women from all over the world that have assembled at the UN, as they do every year, to talk about issues relevant to women, you know, women, all women. Of course, women from Africa are definitely there, but when it comes to African women that are in the U.S., you know, there's been, it seems, a minimum kind of representation. Well, our mission is to change that, to make certain that the representation that needs to be in the U.N. as pertained to women of African descent who were born in the U.S., it will now have a very visible presence, and that visible presence has some very interesting things to make certain it is put into those forums. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about that later as well. But again, Monday, there's some special sessions that are going on, specifically some sessions that will be addressing the issue of violence and abuse, which is one of the primary areas that we're going to be focusing on as far as the Man Woman Movement from this point on. It was one of our platform issues in 1997, and certainly it is a issue that we now have a very proactive national plan for it. So, needless to say, we're going to give you a lot of information about that, because we have been having what we call telephone conference calls weekly now. I think this is maybe our fourth one coming up this week. And sisters have been calling in from California, New York, New Jersey. I mean, it's just growing rapidly. And the more we talk, the more sisters that are coming forward and giving us their stories about, you know, this whole issue of violence and abuse, and not just, as many would want to think, domestic. That's not all of what we're talking about. What we talk about is violations, not just domestic. So, again, we're going to give you more information about that as well. But, going to have a lot going on. But before we do that, we want you to just take a moment, take a breather, and we're going to share some thoughts with you. This being Black History Month, of course, we're getting ready for Women's History Month. And we got some heavy programs coming up for you with that. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm not here.
Indeed, we who believe in freedom cannot rest. Wow, how so true, how so true. And again, Sweet Honey in the Rock, as we get ready and prepared for Women's History Month. And again, next month, we're going to be focusing a lot on women's issues, our issues as African women, and our girls as well. The issue of violence and abuse, as we said earlier, is something that is front and foremost in some of the things that we're now implementing. And next week, beginning on March the 1st, as a matter of fact, here in Philadelphia, we begin to hold community sessions. At that point, a special call is going to go out specifically to brothers here in Philadelphia. Of course, in 2007, there was a 10,000 men gathering here in Philadelphia, and the issue was violence. Of course, it was primarily looking at violence in the street, and also for many, it was the issue of violence with guns. Well, 3-4 years later, we are now looking at such an increase of violence, and I mean brutal kinds of violence, of our women and girls. Well, we want to now say to our brothers, where do you stand when it comes to us? Will you stand with us? So that call is going to go out next week. Actually, it's going to go out on Monday, because Monday is, in fact, the 14th year anniversary of when the first call went out for the assembly of the Million Woman March. The first call, the first press conference to officially put the call out in a public forum was on February the 28th of 1997, and we all know what occurred as a result of that first call being put out, 2.5 million gathering. So as we leave or prepare to leave Black History Month and prepare for Women's History Month, of course, the Million Woman March and this movement is, again, in a class and a place all of its own. And with that, one of the very, very significant and on-point issues that we are now addressing in a very serious manner is that of violence and abuse of women. So if you're in the Philadelphia area next week, March the 1st to be exact, we will be at the Dendy Recreation Center, which is located at 6th and Oxford Street. Starting around 6:30, we'll begin to have an information session as well as planning sessions for putting together the Task Force Committee for the Pennsylvania area, the Black Women's Defense League, which is one of the official components of the Million Woman Movement, has began to organize what is known as the National Task Force for the Elimination of Violence and Abuse of African Women and Girls. It's a national cadre, a national task force, whereby a committee will be established all over the country, and the organizing presently will begin for a week-long conference or summit or what have you in Washington, D.C. next year, along with a mass rally to bring attention to this issue on a national level. We're getting reports daily now about violence and abuse of women and girls all over the country. And so we now are going to document that. We're now going to come up with a plan of action as to how we're going to address it. And we have a timetable to make certain that we bring about some form of reduction. Of course, our objective is elimination, but we know realistically we have to first deal with reduction, and that will be our mission at this point, and we expect to be victorious in doing so. So, again, if you want more information about becoming a part of the National Task Force, or if you'd like to get involved in any other way, you certainly are invited to do so. At this point in time, we are requesting that serious folk apply, meaning be ready to work, understand what's really going on, be prepared to do what is necessary to get the job done. And that's what is needed at this particular point in time in formulating this initial nucleus of the cadre of the task force. If you want more information, you can call area code 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. Or you can email nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. Okay, so that is that. Now, before we go on to our next segment, we want to share with you one of our guests that should be coming on very, very shortly. I want to share with you a little bit of talent from Sister Suni Patterson. And again, this sister will be here in Philadelphia tomorrow.
We pull Kanye and Pepper around the perimeter of a building to keep the police dogs at bay. I'm the Panther Party in a desire housing project for New Orleans. I'm a nigga turning the gun on the National Guard to take a long, long look. I'm a cook in the kitchen asking the missus to taste the dinner. Take a long, long sip, cause death ain't always this good. It's eyes popping out their sockets. It's a lifeless body rocking backwards and forward. If a boy is sad, 40 pound signs in front of the church house. If a man 43 years old stuffing his penis in a 9-year-old girl's mouth, no. That's the like something I want to eat off when I hear them say. It was like a train came through the room, left mama so depressed she was unable to move until one day. A few months after the hurricane, husband and child found the Trinity bloody in bed, his wife, son, a daughter dead, and on the end table there was a letter that said, I couldn't stay here, not for 1 minute longer, and it made no sense for me to leave here alone, because who would take care of my babies with their mama gone? I'm telling you, death ain't always good. It'll leave you spinning for water and food. It'll riddle up your body in the order of a ballroom. They'll air Hodge, Malik, air Shabazz, you crown you king, then dethrone you in a Lorraine hotel. They'll just stick in your body to where folks can't tell if you in it still or not. Tell the mama, keep that casket open. Let all the world see it ain't just burning in Mississippi. Hell is hot wherever you be. From the
tomorrow at the Pearl of Africa. I think we're going to check to see if we have Sister Suni ready to come on. It doesn't look like they're ready yet. But again, she will be in Philadelphia tomorrow at the Pearl of Africa, and we're expecting her to call in very, very shortly, along with Brother Ahmed. Okay, so let's move right along. In the meantime, I'm sure they'll be calling in before too long. Moving right along, what we want to do is remind you again that you can give us a call here at New Day Resurrection and Liberation. If you want to join in, let us know what you think about the question for tonight, which is, what should we call ourselves? Should we call ourselves Black? Should we call ourselves African? Should we call ourselves Nubian? What should we call ourselves? This being Black History Month, isn't it time that we begin to establish who it is we want to be known as? And again, this week, with there being a session at the UN, this being one of, I think it's the 55th session that has been held, but when it comes to women of African descent in so-called America, what do we call ourselves? Do we continue to call ourselves Americans? Well, that's the question. What should we call ourselves now? Should there be a plebiscite? Yes, that's been a word and it's been a conversation and a dialogue that has been around for a while. So we'd like to know, what do you think? What should we call ourselves? The chat room is now open, so please feel free to go there and let us know, what do you think about what it is that we should call ourselves? As we get ready again for Black History Month, we want to remind you that you are in, we're not getting ready for Black History Month, we're coming out of Black History Month, getting ready for Women's History Month. And again, we want to remind you here in Philly, our first session to begin organizing for a mass rally, a week-long conference in Washington, D.C. for next year. If you're in Philadelphia, March the 1st will be at the Dendy Recreation Center, which is located at 10th and Oxford Street. Starting around 6:30, we will definitely be underway by 7, but we want to make sure that folks can come in, meet, greet one another. There's a lot of stories that need to be shared, and we've been talking with brothers here in Philly who have begun to say that they're going to commit themselves to help. So we're going to see. We're going to see. And we're certainly going to put a call out to the 10,000 black men that stood together here in Philly in 2007. Now, that, of course, is March the 1st for that first session. And because our mission is to make certain that all throughout the city, people will be able to get the information and also be able to, you know, get involved. We'll be going throughout the city. So on Tuesday, that'll be in the North Philadelphia area. That's where the Dindy Recreation Center is. But then on Friday, we'll be in West Philadelphia at near the Overbrook-Winfield section of the city. We'll be at the Tustin's Recreation Center, which is located at 59th and Columbia Streets. That will start at 6:30 as well. So those are the two sessions that will be for the month of March. And then in the following weeks, we'll be in other locations throughout the city of Philadelphia again. But those folks who want to get involved, and again, only serious folks need to apply at this particular point in time. There are weekly teleconference calls for those who are interested in becoming involved with some of the planning committees. Training will be essential for those official representatives and for those folks who will be either heading up committees or working on special projects. Training will be required. Therefore, we are strongly suggesting that you contact us to get the information that is necessary for you to get on board. If you are serious about addressing the issue of violence and abuse of our women and girls, now is the time to do so. The Black Women's Defense League is the only national entity that is committed fully to the defense, the protection, the service, and the healing of women and girls of African descent, actually worldwide, but for right now, we're focusing on North America. So again, if you want more information, you can call area code 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. Okay, we're going to hear a little bit more from Sister Suni Patterson.
What up, world? I'm Dustin B. This is Hip Hop Speaks. Today we'll be speaking with New Orleans' finest, poet Sonny Patterson, about growing up in the Big Easy, how Hurricane Katrina influenced her work, and the legacy she hopes to leave behind. This is Hip Hop Speaks. Stay tuned.
This last 4 times, I've been there with nothing there behind me but an unconscious and an unconscious young life and restless comfort at night. They come to visit the guards at the gate and they stay until morning, torture their guilty inside. The silent cries of the deep are out of the suffering. Folks have seen for times that black people have been floating up on the for the black for 1,000 years. All of them have to fall. What kind of thing is this? How far is it? What's the whole thing? Who's the fall? How is that? We have there are more bodies lying at the roadside than toxic food distributed or first aid being administered or recognition as a citizen for this event. Next, first aid. Check, can we go this way? To retain in your heart of the family, money and power and reason. gangs, they suck and devour the souls of the slain. What a feast for the beast at their table of shame. With napkins round necks to catch the blood that drains from the flesh they chew. It's hell to gain and we know this place. And all well, dank with the smell of death and doom. It hovers, it smothers, no growth, no room, no pretty, no please, just gray, just gloom, just born me a hope, and it dies too soon, just jerking, just jiving, just living, we just food, and we know this place is set in all its array and splendor, golden streets with good intention, capture our attention, gadgets and inventions, pesticides and food supply, flu-like symptoms, diabetic condition, a cancer in the system, health on hold, it's a pistol to the temple, go run to your churches, tell them it's simple, good works and good deeds is what equals redemption, but tell me please, Jesus never mentioned how the church man get extensions on freedom while children are being fondled from the altar to the street, then back to the sanctuary, it's kind of scary, ain't it, to know that both the prophet and the priest practice deceit, then come to the people and they claim peace, peace. They come to the people and they claim love, love, but where is the peace? Huh? Where is the love? Where is that balm in Gilead that can heal the wounded soul or make the half man whole? I swear we know this place, because we have vowed before never again to return, but here we are, back in the desert. Dry mouth and thirsting for waters from heaven, but come, come, children, rally round, and maybe together we can make a sound that'll shake the trees or rattle the ground, make strong our knees. We the freedom bound, and we know the place. Reclaim your crown, hold on to the prize, never put it down, be firm in your stand, no break, no bow. Gotta forward on, mama, make your move now. Forward on, mama, make your move now. Forward, dear children, cause freedom is down.
Indeed, again, Sonny Patterson. Okay, we are still waiting for Sister to call in along with Brother Ahmed. However, not seeing them yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to move on with something else to bring to you. There's always a lot of good information to share, so why don't we do that? Let's see. Earlier today, we was able to get a report from Sister Ruth in the Ohio Way, and what was indicated at that point was that another sister, of course, in that particular area of Cleveland, Ohio, had been killed. We're going to give you the details to that information shortly, but we want to remind you again that the chat room is open, and of course, if you're interested in placing some information up in there, you certainly can feel free to do so. And also, I was just checking the switchboard to see if Sister had called in yet, and I don't believe she has. But at any rate, what we're going to do is again remind you that the chat room is open, and also want to give you some information about tomorrow's event for Layla Africa. Okay. That's going to happen here in Philly, and it seems like it's supposed to kick off around 12:30. However, we were given some information that Dr. Layla Africa may not be coming in around that time, but nevertheless, things will still be happening at the Shanghai Cultural Center, which is located at 3117 Master Street. We'll be able to give you the information or there's some ticket information, and we want to be able to give you the telephone number and also the email address. We'll give you that out shortly in case you're interested and obtaining a ticket. Okay, there is going to be tickets sold at the door. They're probably going to be a bit more, but what we're going to do is get that phone number for you and email address if in the event you are in the Philadelphia area and you would like to get your ticket in advance. Okay, we're certainly hoping that you do support this effort because it is a self-determination effort, and certainly the information that Dr. Layla Africa provides is one that is, wow, it is just amazing, needless to say. I mean, this man is so multi-talented that, you know, one day really doesn't do it. Now, I think there was a possibility that some other sessions are being scheduled for Dr. Layla Africa, but we won't know that until we check with Brother Ramesses to see if that's still going to be happening. And again, we're going to give you that information very shortly. In the meantime, we're going to go back to SUNY Patterson, and when we come back, we'll be ready to go into our next segment. That's something that we're going to be focusing on a lot for next month, being Black History Month. The issue of health, I mean, especially as it pertains to our women, needless to say, you know, women are carrying their seeds, carrying our children. Of course, you know, that is one of the primary things that we must begin to look at. We're talking about two things at one time, or two realities, rather, at one time. The fact that our women have got to become a lot more healthier, and also that, you know, our children are, of course, connected to our women. But at any rate, what we're going to do is give you more information about some of the upcoming projects as well with what's going to be happening for next month. But we want to give you a little bit of Dr. Layla Africa.
And the liquor does not know a prescription drug from an illegal and a pill prescription. The liquor does not know a legal drug from a legal prescription. You can call it what you want. The liquor doesn't know that. A drug is a drug to the liquor. If it's isolated and concentrated, it's a drug. You can call it honey. Honey is sugar. Honey is a social name for sugar. It causes the same problem as white sugar. Yes, no one. It's high pressure, so the full performance of the veins are still as hard for the full vein. Fires off is up in the air, the blood of stress reaction, even all the stress and infantility, the veins and arteries, the cholesterol, the dumb amount of the damn black will get you to get cholesterol problem, you know. Cholesterol is probably good, but not the cause. That's why you get into these different branches of medicine. You're treating people, you're going to cause change people. There's not one form of medicine in the world. But you're making a decision. And yet people have a whole other system of medicine on the day. The African has a system of medicine. The European has a system of medicine. We already talked about the African medicine. Anybody that practice that?
And Dr. Layla Africa. And again, Dr. Layla Africa is going to be here in Philadelphia tomorrow. And very shortly, we'll be able to give you some information, some additional information, so that if you're interested, you can, of course, participate. Let's see. What we're going to do is do one more segment, I think, with Dr. Layla Africa. I just received word that Sister Suni Patterson is going to be joining us very shortly. She's in the process of connecting to us. So let's see if we can maybe tap into one more segment of her and then get her on live. So here we go. Let's see what we do. Sister Suni Patterson. Let's do this. We were kind of stalling here, trying to wait for the sister to call. And that's the one thing about live radio is if folks don't call in on time, it kind of throws things off a little bit. So let's do this. We're going to go back maybe and see if we can get one of Brother Layla Africa's to say something else real quick. But again, we are waiting for Sister Suni, and we do understand that she is in the process of calling in, so just please bear with us a little bit, because we really want to talk with the sister. As you probably can tell, she has a lot to say, and we want to definitely give her that opportunity. So what we're going to do is go back to our dear brother, Dr. Lima Africa.
I cannot have a seat, Josh. How you doing today? Oh, I'm doing all right. I brought my little lunch with me. I think I had a feeling this is what you really should be eating. What are you eating? A Big Mac. Well, that's meat. It's committed to fat, you know.
I'm already fat.
You're already fat? But you're going to add fat to your system and attach your heart and liver and kidney more. That's going to cause problems. See, that meat has chemicals in it. It gets caught up in the fat. And when it gets released, it kind of like destroys your muscles and your bones and your eyes, causing arthritis, high blood pressure, and muscle deterioration.
What am I supposed to eat?
What are you supposed to eat? Well, I don't think cows eat hamburgers, but they seem to be quite healthy. Yeah, that's why they don't eat hamburgers. Because they don't want to put that junk in their system. They wouldn't eat cheese. Cows don't eat cheese. Because they know it's harmful. But they need things that even a cow would eat. Except for the dead carcass there. It's like you're using your body as a cemetery and burying a dead cow in it. You should put a tombstone on your head.
And what shall it say?
It's to say, here lies an ignorant woman who ate my body.
Yes, but I don't necessarily have to be ignorant to eat it. You know, if you don't know anything different, then that's what you do. But it doesn't mean that I'm ignorant because I eat.
So you're controlled by your ignorance.
I'm controlled because I'm hungry.
And you're hungry because?
Well, it's natural to eat.
Oh, so let us say this is natural to eat. So if I gave a 6-month-old baby or 1-year-old child a burger or some alcohol or a cigarette, they wouldn't eat it. They would not eat it. They would say the alcohol burns, they'd say the smoke burns. You can't force a child to eat something that's unnatural.
That's right, but a child doesn't know that a hamburger is unnatural.
Right, because they weren't taught to eat the hamburger.
Right.
You're eating what you were trained to eat, like a trained horse. You give them a block of sugar and they run around the track. So you're eating like a trained horse.
I mean, it's too late for me now.
It's only too late when you're dead.
But I'm going to die. Some day in my life, whether I eat good or don't eat good, right?
The cow didn't say that.
No, he didn't have to say that. God said that. Everybody has to die.
Okay. And so?
I enjoy this.
You know, you talk like a food addict. You're addicted to food. Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
No, I'm happy.
Just like an addict. As long as you can get your drug with all those chemicals and steroids and estrogen and nitrites in it, you're happy. You need therapy.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I think people that don't eat things, they also eat that.
This is not anything?
No, not to me. I mean, a bird wouldn't eat that. And be full.
You mean I'm stupid for eating this apple?
If that's all you eat, yes.
Well, I was planning on eating maybe another apple.
Oh, my.
So I'm twice as stupid?
Yes.
I have bologna, and that's on my bologna.
You eat it for me. Is it Friday?
This is made from the scrap meat that's on the slaughterhouse floor. They have a machine that separates it. So this is pork and chicken and beef all mixed together, tough as foil. But it's all one color. That's because they put dye in it. They dye this rotten meat. It's actually green. Then they put perfume in it so it makes it smell fresh. That's what you call a burger. First, it's not even a ham. So why are they calling it a burger? A hamburger.
I'm not going to make you sick. I'm making you happy.
No, you're not. Yes, I am. See, this is symbolic here. Don't you understand the symbolism? I don't want to touch that with my hand. You see that? That's a fried potato.
Yes.
So
So it's going to stay in your body too long. And it's going to cause constipation and cause fermentation. Then you can get funky arms because the fuel's be coming out through your arms. Then your feet's going to stink because all that's rotten is sticking in your body. So the fuel's going to come out of your body. You're going to need deodorant soap after a while.
But you need it anyway. No, you tell me sure do need deodorant.
You do.
You do.
Because you're eating rotten food. The natural deodorant is chlorophyll. If you eat chlorophyll, you wouldn't need a deodorant. Chlorophyll is a natural deodorant.
And what do you put chlorophyll?
In your mouth.
You mean to tell me you don't use any deodorant?
It's chlorophyll that I use. Chlorophyll. Where do you get chlorophyll from? Fresh, green, leafy vegetables. Romaine lettuce, spinach. Eating it raw, you get the chlorophyll. It's a natural deodorant. And don't you feel better?
And again, that was, of course, Dr. Layla Africa. classic piece. And again, Dr. Layla Africa will be in Philadelphia tomorrow. And, wow. We're going to give you some information about that as well. All right, we're going to check our live line in a minute. Hopefully, we will get our guests on. We're really running behind. We've been trying to get Brother Ahmed from the Pro Africa and also Sister Sunni Patterson on. And for some reason, we run into a lot of problems getting them on tonight. But we're going to check in a minute to see if they're ready, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
other than the great Peter Tosh, no matter where you come from, you're an African. And that, again, goes back to our question for tonight. You know, what should we call ourselves? Should we continue to call ourselves Africans? Should we call ourselves Wabians? Should we call ourselves Maatians? What should we call ourselves? That's the question for tonight. Go to the chat room. You can post what you think we should call ourselves. And we're going to continue to have this dialogue in future sessions. But that has to be raised. What should we call ourselves? Other peoples have a name that they selected for themselves. What are we going to do as we proceed for African liberation, as we proceed to do what it is that we must do, that we know our ancestors would have us to do? We must identify ourselves. Moving right along, we are ready to go now to our live line, finally, thankfully. And with that said, we are running a little behind time, but we're going to get this brother and sister on right away. We're not going to have as much time tonight because our next guest is ready. I see Chairman Fred is going to be coming up shortly, but we did want to make certain that we were able to get this information out about an event that's coming up tomorrow at the Pearl of Africa, which is located right here in Philadelphia. Dynamite Place, family. If you're in the Philly area, you've got to go there. You've got to check it out. But tomorrow, there's going to be a powerful gathering, a powerful activity coming up featuring, and we've been playing some of the selections from Sister Suni Patterson, and I believe we have her now on the line with Brother Ahmed Taher, who is the proprietor, the founder of the Pro Africa here in Philadelphia. So greetings, family. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sister. How you feeling this evening?
All right. Good day, finally. We got you.
Sister Sunny Patterson's on the line, too.
I'm here. Peace
all
to
right,
you.
All right, Sister Sunny. All right. Good, thanks. Well, we don't have as much time, unfortunately, but we can give you a few minutes. Tell us about what's going to be going on tomorrow.
Okay, at the Pearl of Africa, located at 624 South Street, and Philadelphia, PA, on the second floor, we have tomorrow, Sunday, February 27th, Sunny Patterson, twin poets, Rafia from the Congo singing African soul, and we have Brother Israel who does reggae and hip-hop and underground music. And also, I was going to give a keynote address about the state of African people up to this point in Philadelphia, and of course, some places that's around the world as well. We also have an indoor flea market, and the whole event is running from 12 noon to 10 p.m., but Sunny Patterson's show, along with the other guests, is going to be from 6 to 10 p.m. So we just try to encourage the entire family to come out and support this sister and support these other artists, because she's not like a typical artist who's just saying, you know, just any random thing, but a lot of her poems, a lot of her different art that she does, that she put together, has really motivated people into empowerment and has really awakened people and things like that. And that's why we invited her and thought she would be a good special guest at Pearl of Africa.
Okay.
You know, so this
right.
is what we're doing tomorrow.
Okay. Wonderful. Now, is there a fee? Of course it is. What is the fee, my brother?
Would you say, Filet, to repeat it again? The fee?
There's a Sister Filet here. Okay, the fee to come in?
I couldn't already hear
Sunny,
that.
Are
well,
you there? Okay.
I'm here. Now
Sunny,
I can hear you. I wasn't hearing you
all
at
right,
first.
Sister.
I'm here, sister. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
There
yes,
we go.
Yes,
it's some
okay,
technological difficulties.
Okay, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to invite you back on the show very soon, anywho, because we were able to play a little
that
bit
be
of
a
some
big,
of
big
your selections. Oh, good thing. So, see, next month is Women's History Month, so we got to get you on.
Look, I appreciate that. I'm glad. Even to be on to be on hold and hear Dr. Africa and the sister have the conversation, that was just a jewel for me. So I'm grateful to even hear and witness the goodness that came from the radio station. So all we can do is encourage people to come out to Pearl of Africa, share space, and just let's gather and raise the vibration, not just of Philadelphia, but for me to take back a bunch of energy to wherever it is that we are going to our respective spaces and raise the energy wherever we are. So I'm appreciative for what it is that is going on here in Philly just by way of this radio station.
Sister Gibbs, thanks. Well, I tell you, you come and definitely help, because I'm going to be honest with you. Philly, unfortunately, you're right. We got to raise this energy level, this frequency level in Philly and all over the country. But I'm just letting you know straight up, for right now, Philly ain't what it used to be. But with Brother Ahmed and other brothers and sisters, we're going to bring it back the way it needs to be.
That's right. That's right. I'm appreciative that I could be a part of the process.
That's right.
Yes,
now, I do notice that you are also a holistic practitioner, which is another reason why we kind of connected with Dr. Layla Africa. But I want you to know, and I'm talking with you because I'm going to stop by tomorrow, but I want you to know that we just began, under the Million Women March's umbrella, we just began the African Holistic Health and Healing Society. And we're getting ready to really do some wonderful things in the city.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, the only thing that I can do is give thanks that all of these things are going. And this is my son. He is Ache in the whole thing. So when it comes out of the mouth of babies, it's okay.
Anytime
he can give his Ache, it's good.
Hey, Sonny Patterson, what can the people who are going to come see you at the show tomorrow, what can they expect tomorrow?
Well, the main thing, and when I'm saying love, I'm saying this with a capital L. I'm saying, that we promote what is going to be going on, and what we intend is definitely to promote just that: love, awareness, freedom, justice, equality, all of these in the greatest sense. My job, and prayerfully my ancestors and my people and all of the good forces are pleased when it comes down to just that, raising the vibration and being a reminder that we come from on high, that we are created beautiful, that we are created loving, that we are created free, so that we can continue this process and continue to raise our ancestors, continue to let our children see that we are about the business of freedom and liberation. So we're going to do this in a feel-good way. We're going to do this maybe in a not-so-feel-good way, because sometimes the stories that are told from around the world are not always stories that sound pretty. But the beauty of it is that in the face of adversity, we are always victorious. So these are the things that we are definitely going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate our goodness. We are going to at least speak about and address this question that you asked: what shall we call ourselves? What name? So we're going
right.
to, at least
That's
touch right. on all of these things in the best way that we can. And when we're dealing with the type of artists that will be there outside of myself, we have the Twin Poets, and I can't even think of the other name of the other people that will be there. But what I know is that these are artists as well that have a social obligation when it comes down to this kind of artistry, which mm-hmm. leads to, again, this aspect of freedom and justice and equality in the greatest, most right, most appropriate, and the holiest sense of this word. So we're going to bring the spirit of what we know is good and rouse that up in people prayerfully, so that when they leave that place, it's one of those, like they would say, you're going to leave better than you came prayerfully.
Right.
That is our intention, so that when you leave, we're able to approach anything head on and look at it and say, we made it this far, so it's good.
All right, family, we need to just get that address and time one more time, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, it's at the Pearl of Africa, 624 South Street, Philadelphia, PA. And the number for information is 267-295-5082.
All right. give thanks. All right, family, it's definitely wonderful to have you on. And Sister Sunny, I will see you tomorrow and definitely talk with you in the very near future.
All right. Give thanks, Sister Floyd. Have a blessed evening.
All right. Good thanks. All right, family, we are going to move on. We were finally able to get the brother and the sister on. It was a little struggle there for a moment, but you know how technology be sometimes. Okay, at any rate, we're going to go on to our next vibe. Now, we talked earlier about the fact that two things we wanted to mention tonight. One was there was a recent election, of course, in Chicago, and we have to pay close attention to certain cities because certain cities tend to give you a feel and a flavor of what's getting ready to jump off all over the country. Chi-Town certainly is one of them. Philly is definitely another. New York is another. And if you notice, the issues are relatively the same and becoming crystal clear. One, gentrification, moving us out, around, and about. When you go to, when you look at these locations, it has the serious history where black folks were and have made a real, you know, just kind of a stand in certain areas. You look now, we're being pushed out, pushed to the side, et cetera, et cetera. Chi-Town, one. Detroit, another one. And definitely Philly. And there's certainly others. But we're going to go now to talk about what's going on in Chicago. There's recently another mayor's election. Not that any of that really matters to us in that kind of way, but we have to pay close attention. We have to be aware. We have to observe. We got to understand the games that's really going on. So with that said, we're going to bring our brother on, who always gives us the hot news of what's going on in Chi-Town and all over the world, really. But we're going to focus on Chicago tonight, a little bit about Detroit, because they get ready to close down some schools in Detroit. And once again, wherever they do it, in key locations, you can rest assured it's coming your way. So we're going to go to our live now line, and we're going to now talk to our brother, Chairman Fred Hampton, Jr., chairman of POCC, and, of course, our brother in the liberation struggle worldwide. Chairman Fred, you there?
I'm right with you, Empress, and Revolutionary Group, Revolutionary Appreciation.
Right.
It's always gives an opportunity to
all
touch
right,
down with
brother.
You and the rest
love
of the people in general.
Catch you.
I just got the heels of your previous guest leaving. I just want to say, you know, give a shout out to Clinch Fist. I know y'all looking forward to a powerful event up there, which at the Pearl of Africa, and it's, also with Twin Poets and Sister Sunny, from now New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? So I wish I could be there. So
right,
I know
that's right.
Looking forward to a phenomenal event, no doubt about it. Yes, indeed.
That's right.
So,
no doubt.
I called the heels also, what you just pointed out, the recent, and I kind of would like to be a stickler for these words and terms, but the recent selection in Chicago as opposed to the election. And, with there being Rahm Emanuel, basically, you know, and the best way to put it, the infamous Daily Machine, which has a notorious history down in Chicago politics, but the politics in general, they're taking the Daily Machine to a whole other level, and you heard me on Taylor Time reference to Richard Daley as well as his father, Gangster Daley, the real gang cheese of the city. This Rahm Emanuel, you talking about an international gangster. So again, this tactic can be with Rahm Emanuel being placed in position, I guess can be equated to on a U.S. level for the whole country, the fact that the faces of people such as George Bush, Senior, Junior, Ronald Reagan, internationally, people had like a guards up the whole way that U.S. imperialism was viewed. They were not able to invoke certain moves, so they had to replace their face with Barack Obama in order for them to continue to move in Africa and abroad, but still with the same policies, which again just to change the face. So this whole people should be very clear that just because the daily face has been taken away, then people need to be very very clear that the same policies, in fact, are going to become more intensified. Under this, we expect it to come on since that under the tenure of Rahm Emanuel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, we talked earlier, Chairman Fred, about the fact that, and of course it's nothing new because Obama sort of took the same position. We talked about how the new man made it, you know, very clear what his position was in regard to reparations.
Yes, indeed. I think I'm paraphrasing when questioned about the whole position, the question about reparations. He did not beat around the bush, you know, saying using euphemisms. I mean, blatantly just said, you know, it'll be bad for the American economy. And one thing, I guess we say, you know, nothing is all good, nothing is all bad. We don't expect him because his history is shown. He's not going to play the daily games with a lot of, you know, the Negro politicians, the Negro preachers. He's arrogant to say the least. He's going to, you know, come straight out with his tactics. He's, you know, his whole position is already taught. I mean, for lack of better terms, he has made statements and references like martial law. You know, he's going to, you know, be straight out with it. You know, so that's in one sense, well, it's bad, but it's good.
Well, it's definitely something going on, that's for sure, because when I saw how, Kyle Mosley-Rahm was jumping into the race, and I got a chance to review one of the debates that they were all having, and it was just real interesting to see the same things that we saw 10, 20, you know, even more years ago, the same kind of finagling, the same kind of interaction to really be in the mix the way that there are, meaning, you know, when you have a sister like Cynthia McKinney, even though she was, in the system, in the political arena, whatever, you were still able to see a distinct mind there that was of some other form of representation than theirs, than the enemies, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, and I mean, that's just, it's like one in a million, really. But for the most part, these other people seem to want to be so much a part of the system to the degree where they just become the puppets, the feather puppets of these people, of the oppressor. You know, obviously, nobody really cares anymore because fewer seem to be standing up against this. How do you think we need to proceed with beginning to address some of this? And I know this is something we've talked about numerous times before, but certainly just as we've been talking about this issue of violence and abuse about women and girls, and family, let me just say that Chairman Fried is one of the black men who have said he's definitely standing with us in regard to this issue, and we're going to wait to see who else is going to step forward, who else is going to be man enough to say, yes, we stand with you. But, you know, again, how are we going to proceed in getting our folks to begin to really stand up and take action now?
I don't want to seem redundant. You know, I've said it time and time again, and going to continue to say it. As Chairman Mao Zedong stated, we must combat liberalism. In other words, you know, so we can't hold, you know, hold our tongue. We don't want to, you know, address certain issues because we don't hurt people. We don't want to hurt people's feelings. We must listen to what people say. I mean, a lot of these positions that a lot of these forces take in our community should not come as a surprise. But somehow we experience these memory lapses, you know, and when the system is able to go grab these different state-sanctioned spokespersons and bring them up, you know, out of the blue, it's doing a form of our spokespersons. This whole process, the writing was on the wall. They were setting the stage for Rahm Emanuel Johnson to come in. In fact, prior to Daley saying he would not run for mayor again, there was only one individual that said he would run against Daley, and that was Bill Doc Walls, one of the individuals who didn't receive any press coverage. Not press coverage, not only from Fox News, but he was, in many cases, literally banned from WVON, the radio station that prompts itself up as the voice of the Negro, the black radio station, and so on and so forth. So a lot of the political Chicago and Philadelphia reminds me a lot of it, like the whole, you know, the whole mafioso connection, the political machine. And a lot of times they move various players around from back and forth from Philadelphia to Chicago. It has a lot of similarities. But when they say politics makes strange bedfellows, I'm talking about the political machine in Chicago is notorious. And I've said it before that when Frank Sinatra said Chicago was this kind of town, he meant it, gangster, gangster. In fact, people refer to the city as gangster's paradise. So the whole, I'm not talking about the guys on the street corners. I'm talking about the various elected and selected officials. And you'll be surprised who collaborates. And his the data machine is a genius at setting these Don King fixed fights. In other words, these stalking horses. He prompts us these so-called people running against him or running for various offices. But all the time, it's a stage set. And so so many contradictions that people need to take note of. It was some demoralizing situations. Like, even in all honesty, and I speak about this real strategically, that opposition is that the Barack Obama is one of the coldest drugs in America that's dropped on blacks since crack. And I thought a lot of people starting to cleanse themselves, from this narcotic. But you see, Barack Obama, although they say he didn't technically, for all practical purposes, he backed Rahm Emanuel. This is Rahm Emanuel's, before being the chief of staff of Barack Obama, was the chief of staff of Daley. He is, again, a notorious history. He worked in the Clinton administration. In fact, he was a major player with the crime deal. A lot of the other legislation that was directed to attack African people. He has, even for the petty bourgeoisie, he has no respect for them. Like, a lot of these different ruling class representatives, they express their disdain for the masses of black people, but sometimes they would give certain concessions to the petty bourgeoisie forces. However, even when the CBC, the Congressional Black Caucus, attempted to meet with him, his position was literally, he said, F the black caucus. So, again, this is bad, but it's good. He did not back Obama for his presidential run. In fact, he rode with Hillary Clinton for quite some time. Obama, I don't know if it's a masochist or whatever, but people need to take note of how Obama reaches out to those who have no respect for him. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be what people refer to as these right-wing or the Republican Party, the people who follow Tuvinell, how he kowtows to them and goes out to drink beer with the white police officers, his friend Bill Gates. What's the guy's name? I forget his name. It's my mind. When they had the little beer festival at the White House, to Jennifer Lopez, the entertainer, who she refuses. I mean, almost up until election day, didn't even back Barack Obama. But then at the Super Bowl, he brings these people over to his house. Now, this is a message that black people need to see. That no matter how much you try to appease these people tomorrow, man, they reach out for those who have no respect for them. And Rahm Emanuel, again, who went against him, tooth and nail. This is Barack Obama literally back. It was like people in some of the election polls. It was like literally seeing some people going to the dope line. We're not into any positions about his policy, about Rahm Emanuel's policy. All they were saying and looking like drones. Well, Obama supports him, so we're gonna support him. And literally, they were strung out on drugs, and they were saying this, And they brought various pipers in, such as Jennifer Hudson. They parade her in. Who was very apolitical, brought her in. She was connected by Desiree Rogers, the former social secretary to the White House, hooked her up. And these forces can be defined as nothing less than what we refer to as concubines of capitalism. Again, concubines for capitalism. They brought in and they came and they pushed Rahm Emanuel position. They brought all the heavyweights in. Obama supported him. Bill Clinton supported him. So again, Daley supported him. So this is the writing was already on the wall. They were setting the stage to bring him in. And again, we see them up in the ante to take the Daley machine to a whole other level. And people need to watch it very closely. What's going on? Because it's not just locally, how the people are going to be impacted. It's going to be nationally as well as internationally. I can't remember this guy's name in Gary, Indiana, which is right next door to Chicago. I think of Jerry Leisky. I might be mispronouncing his name. He is running for the next mayor of Gary, Indiana, and he's been quoted as saying that Rahm Emanuel has the president's ear and he has Rahm Emanuel's ear. So these are orchestrated moves that are going out throughout the country, and people need to be very, very alert of what's going down.
Wow.
And so the reality is the new level of things, which in a way I guess is not really so new, rather, because, you know, for the longest they've always been able to get dark faces to really front, you know, for the kind of things that they want to push. So it's not really, you know, so sophisticated or so new. It's really, in reality, the same old game.
Yes, indeed.
It's just
yes,
that for whatever reason, it seems like our people have gone even more to sleep.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I don't want to diminish our situation in the past, but, you know, in some sense, we must see the stakes are higher. You know, so it's becoming more intense. You know, the counterinsurgency, in other words, the war that's been waged on our people is becoming more, you know, more global, more international. People are, you know, you're seeing that U.S., the United States is, United States power is influenced, you know what I'm saying? It cannot be disconnected from what, you know what I'm saying, what goes down, you know, throughout the world. You know, and we must, you know, become what has been the case of the position of those who fought before us, but we must really stress understand the need to understand of international struggle.
We know that's right. Well, needless to say, brother, as it's very obvious, there's a bunch of stuff going on all over the world, and especially right now in the northern portion of Africa. That's a whole other matter that we're going to have to. Absolutely, go ahead.
We say everything is political, and a lot of times, you know, people tend to disconnect music or the movie industry or Hollywood from Washington D.C. and the politics and policies. In this case, of Rahm Emanuel, his brother, Ari Emanuel, who is a major producer and talent agent for many of the entertainers in Hollywood. You're gonna see the direct connection, and even the commercials that was shown in Chicago. I mean, major Hollywood type, you know, type of stuff that was going down. So if people want to get to see this in firsthand, I mean, what we've been saying for so long, everything is political, from movies to music, and you name it.
Wow, that goes without saying, especially now that we see, just to kind of flip it a little bit to show you how, with the whole music industry and all that, the way I'm hearing people respond to this Nicki Minaj or whatever her name is, you know, that's like the new hot whatever out there now. I call it a commodity, you know. But the way that she's being projected out there like that, it's obvious. It's not only political, it's a whole bunch going on, and we're going to definitely expose a lot of that, especially next month with Women's History Month. We're going to really let people know what's really going on with that, and then some.
Yep.
Chairman Freer, we're down to our last few minutes. I want to definitely make sure that, you know, we get you back on here real soon. We'll still try to get you to Philly. I know you get ready to head out on the West Coast area in a minute, but when you come back, you definitely got to come this way.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Again, I look forward to it. And just want to, you know, express revolutionary appreciations on behalf of, you know, POCC for always giving us opportunities to update, you know, the campaigns that we engaged in. And again, we say revolutionary love, respect, and appreciation to the people, because we say without the people, revolution is impossible.
All right, my brother, we'll give thanks. And definitely give my regards to your mother. Tell her we send much love to her.
Right back, right back at you. Yes, ooh, yes, indeed.
All right, my brother, good thanks. All right, family, we're down to our last 2 minutes. We want to thank all of you again for tuning in tonight, and we will be back next week. We want to remind you, of course, that tomorrow, Dr. Layla Africa will also be here in Philly. We indicated a little while ago, of course, that we had from the Pro Africa, Sister Suni Patterson will be joining Twin Poets over at the Pro Africa. And also in Philly tomorrow is Dr. Layla Africa. I think the doors open at 12 o'clock or 12:30. However, Dr. Layla Africa is scheduled to, believe, start around 2 o'clock, okay? So, again, if you are in the Philadelphia area, you want to go to 3117 Master Street, okay? Again, that's 3117 Master Street. Let's see. We want to get for you the email address where you can contact if you are interested in getting tickets. You want to contact Brother Ramasus, and his email address is ramasus49@ymail.com, and that's ramasus49@ymail.com. Okay, wanted to make sure we got that out to you. And again, that's for tomorrow, Dr. Layla Africa. If you want more information about the Meal in the Movement, please feel free to give us a call at area code 267-636-3802. We have a weekly radio show now that's geared specifically to women and girls of African descent who want to tell their stories. It's called Still We Rise, okay? That comes on now Tuesday at 6:30, every Tuesday, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't have the number with me right now. However, if you're interested in knowing more about that show, you can just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Benue Project. The Benue Project is the actual project that the Still Revive segment comes from. But, again, we are out of time, family. Until next week, we want to make certain that you keep in mind as we move forward for total liberation, we do so in the spirit of Ma'at and Hotep. And remember, there can be no Hotep without Ma'at. There can be no peace without justice. Until next week, again, we strive in the spirit of peace, power, and prosperity.